Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Tes Vav. We are up to Siv Beis, the last line on page 254. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Hashomea Echad mi Yisrael Mevarech Achas Mikol HaBrachos. One who hears a Jewish person making one of the brachos, Afal pi shelo shoma kula mitchilasa v'yad sofa. Even though you did not hear the entirety of the bracha from beginning to end, afal pi she'enu chayiv b'osa bracha, you are also not chayiv in that bracha that you heard. You didn't hear the whole bracha. You're not chayiv in that bracha. Chayiv lanos acharav amen. You still have to answer amen to any bracha that you hear Yisrael saying. Avol im hoya hamavarech apikores o kusi o tinok. But if the one making the bracha was an apikores, or a kusi, or a child, a small child, ohaya godol v'shino mimateya habrachos, or the person making the bracha was a regular Yisrael who's a godol, but he changed from the proper format of the bracha, in all these cases, ein onen achar of amin. Those are not good brachos, and you do not answer amin. The Rama says, v'onen amin achar oved kochavim im shoma kol habracha mipiv. But you could answer, amen, says the Rama, on the bracha that a goy says, if you hear the entire bracha. So a very interesting stiff we have over here. The Mechaber says, any bracha you hear, you're not chayiv in the bracha. You didn't hear the whole bracha, you answer, amen. But if it's made by people that are not chayiv, or we don't trust their bracha, like apikores or a kusi, or a tinok, or a godel that changed the format, you don't answer amen. The Rama says, if you hear a goy saying a bracha, and you heard the whole bracha, you can, yes, answer amen. Let's see exactly what's going on in this sif. So the Mishabura picks up in the last line of 254, Sif Katan Vav. Now we're going to read this Mishabura, and there's a very important bir halacha on this first Mishabura, but we're not going to see it till the end. First we'll go through all the Mishaburas on the sif, and then we'll come back to the bir halacha to get great clarity in Sif Katan Vav. Says the Mishabura, Shelo Shoma Kula, you didn't hear the whole bracha. Elo Shoma Rakshem Maskir Hashem V'sof HaBracha. So the first sheet of the Mishabura brings down is that you could answer Amin as long as you heard the Shem Hashem in the bracha and you heard the end of the bracha. Then Chayuv Lanos Amin Acharov, then you have to answer Amin. And that is, as the Shaar HaTzion points out to us in Sifkat Vav, that is the Shita of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, as well as others. And then the Mishabura says, V'yesh Sheposkim, there are those that paskin, and this is Rashi Shita, the afilu lo shoma rak chasima sabracha tzorech lanos amin. You don't have to hear the Shem Hashem, you could just hear the ending of the bracha and you could answer amin. V'ayin d'chai odom shechriach, look in the chai odom who proves, the afilu deya harishona mode, even the first shita, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh are mode, heicha sheyodeya al eza bracha hu ona the tzarech lanos. If you know what bracha was being said, you need to answer. Like we learned earlier in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Sivches in the Rama Ayin Sham. We will come back to this Mishabura by seeing a bir halacha, but first let's go through all the Mishaburas. Sivkotan Zayin, afa pish eno chayav, even though you're not chayav in this bracha. Ratzalom needs to say, V'kol shekein heicha shehu atzmo chayiv ba'osa bracha. So the Mechaber is saying you have to answer amen even if you're not chayiv in this bracha. So certainly says the Mishabura, if you're actually chayiv in this bracha, V'rotze lot says bebirchas hamavarach, you want to be yotze with this bracha that someone else is making, bevadai chayiv lanos amen. So there for sure you have to answer amen. The horos to show shegamhu mechazek u'mekayim divrei hamavarech, that you are strengthening and upholding the words of the mevarech, and therefore, if the mechaber says you have to answer amen on stam bracha that has no shaychus to you, certainly lechatchila at least you should answer amen to a bracha that you're trying to be yotzei with that bracha. Achin oz beinon dafka sheyishma kol habracha mitchila v'atzof. More important than answering amen, because you're yotzei b'dyeved even if you don't answer amen, but you must hear the entire bracha. If you've been yotzei with someone else's bracha, you must hear specifically the whole bracha from beginning to end, like we learned earlier in Siman Reish Yud Gimel Siv Gimel. Now the notes point out, in the second paragraph of note 8, he writes, Ulainyan di eved gam imlo ona amen. Even if you didn't answer amen, we learn sheyotza bibracha mishum shomea kaone. So the whole idea of answering amen, even if you are requiring that bracha, you're being yotze with that bracha, that's within lachatchila, but you are yotze the bracha just through shomea kaone, even without answering amen. But if the mechaber says you have to answer amen in a bracha that you have no connection to, certainly if you're chayv in that bracha, you try to be yotze, you should answer amen. But bidyavid, if you didn't answer amen, it's okay. But more important than the amen is to hear the entire bracha. That way, it's shomei kohen. It's keilu you said the whole bracha. Sivkaton ches chayiv lanos. You have to answer amen. What is the source of amen? Diksiv, the pasuk says in the Torah, ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel alokenu. Va'amru chazal the gemara darshins. Amar lahen Moshe Yisrael. Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, kishani mevarich. When I bless, umaskir shem Hashem yizbarach, and I say Hashem's name, atem havu godel alokenu, you give greatness to Hashem, v'anias amen. So Moshe Rabbeinu was instructing Klal Yisrael to answer amen. It's not a raisa, but it's an asmachta from that pasuk. Sivkatan tes, achar of amen, isa b'medrash, the medrash says, kishe shomeya she'echad nispalo dover. If one hears someone else davening something, o mevarech leYisrael, or giving a bracha to another Yisrael, afilu below haskaras Hashem, even without mentioning Hashem's name, chayiv lanos amen. You have to answer amen. The notes point out like a mishaberach that we hear, we answer amen to a mishaberach. And that's why the minhag has evolved that we answer amen after the harachamans at the end of benching. Sivkotan yud. But the Mechaber told us, if the Mevarach was one of those four cases, an apikores, a kusi, a tinok, or a gadol that changed the format of the bracha, then you don't answer amen. Says the Mishabura, mi dekayil apikores v'kusi, from the fact that the Mechaber joins together the first two cases of apikores and kusi, bahadi tinok v'gadol shashina, together with a child and a gadol who changed the format of the bracha, it's mashma dechada dina islu, it's mashma for the Mechaber that all four cases have the same din. V'kihechi debetinok v'gadol shashina, and just like when it comes to a child, or a gadol who changed the format of the bracha, mashma afilu shoma kol habracha mipiem lo yana amen. The case is that even if you heard the entire bracha from the child or the person who changed the format, you do not answer amen. The bracha hi levatola. That's called the bracha levatola. It's not a good bracha. Kain hu adin de elu. The same is true by an apikores and a kusi. Even if you heard the whole bracha, you will not answer amen. The afa gav to the Gemara Amrinan. Even though the Gemara tells us explicitly, Sha'af bikusi onin im shoma kol habracha mipiv, the Gemara says that you do answer the bracha, you answer amen to a bracha of a kusi if you heard the whole bracha. Hainu kodem shemotzu lahen d'musyona bahagrizim shayu ovdim la. The kusim were converts, it's a machlokas that they were good converts or bad converts, but Lamaisa at some point in history, they found an avodah zara by hagrizim that they were worshipping. So when the Gemara says, if you heard the entire bracha of a makusi, you could yes, answer amen, that's before they found the form of the yona that was an avodah zara that they had on hagrizim that they were worshipping. That's what the Gemara means. You could answer amen if you heard the whole bracha. Aval achar kach lo. The Mechaber is going after they found the avodah zara, so then you would not answer amen even if you heard the whole bracha of the kusi. The kavanosa and lahagrizim. Because when they made a bracha, they are blessing, not a kadosh bracha, they're blessing the avodah zara that's on hagrizim. That's the kusi. The apikores nami ain kavanosa l'shamayim. The reason why you can't answer the bracha of the apikores is also his kavanah is not towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elo la'avodas gilulim. His kavanah is also for avodah zarah. So that is the mashmos of the mechaber that all four of these cases are equal. Even if you heard the entire bracha, you don't answer amen. Even though the Gemara says about a kusi, you do answer amen if you heard the whole bracha. That was in the olden days, before they found the avodah zara they were worshipping. But afterwards, for an apikores and a kusi, you do not answer amen. The hagra b'biuro pasak. However, the gra argues, and he paskins, the be'elu ashnayim, these two, the apikores and the kusi, im shoma kol habracha mipiv ona achar of amen. If you did hear the whole bracha, you would, yes, answer amen. Sivkotun yud aleph vishina. This is going on the fourth case, a gadol that changed the format of the bracha. Vidavka kisheshina ba'ofen de lo yotza ba'bracha machmazet. It has to be a change that he made to the bracha that makes you not yotze with that bracha. He mamish ruined the bracha. V'arehu k'mevarech bracha levatala. So it's keilu he made a bracha levatala. The aser lanos amen achrav. You can't answer amen after bracha levatala. So this gadol shashina doesn't mean he changed one word in the middle, which is not an ikka word. He changed an important part of the bracha that ruins the bracha, makes the bracha levatala. You're not allowed to answer amen. Sivkotan yudbeis. The Ramah said, but if you hear a goy saying a bracha mitchil levatzov, then you could answer amen. What's the pshat? Says the Mishabura she'ein derech ha'oved gilulim l'chavein la'avodas gilulim kishemaskar Hashem. When a goy is saying a bracha and mentioning Hashem's name, he's not intending for an avodah zarah, and therefore you could answer amen. V'nirud hu adin b'misha shomem me'echad she'heimir daso la'avodas gilulim. It appears the same thing would be with someone who went off and he was starting to follow avodah zarah. The Shaar Tzion says, Kevan she'enu oduk la'avodas gilulim. He's not mamish connected. He just started doing it. You could answer amen to his whole bracha as well. Umikomakom das ataz de'en olav chiyo lanos bakum rak rishus. However, the Taz says, you're not required to answer amen on a goy's bracha. You're just allowed to. You're not required to. I'd like to go back now to the Bir Alocha that is on, that begins on the bottom of 254. So we saw in the Mishabura two shitas in the Rishonim. The Mechaber said that if you hear a bracha, even though you didn't hear the whole bracha, you answer amen. So we saw two shitas. The first shita was Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh that says, you heard the Shem Hashem and the end of the bracha. The second shita was Rashi, you heard the end of the bracha. Then we brought the Chai Odom that says that even the first shita is moded, if you know what bracha it is, that you answer amen even if you don't hear it. You just know what bracha it is, it's enough. Even the first shita that says that you have to hear the Shem Hashem and the Sofa bracha, he says that if you know what bracha it is, you don't have to. So look in the Bir Alocha, the Ramaskal Shalosh Shoma Kula. Says the Bir Alocha, Ayin v'mishabura v'mashik asavnu. Look what we wrote in the Mishabura, the Ba'inon sheyishma askaras Hashem. That you have to hear the Shem Hashem. Hu das harosh v'tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. Like we pointed out, that's the sheet of the Rosh and Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. V'deya hashniya hidas Rashi. The second sheet is the sheet of Rashi and the Orzarua and Od Poskim. V'l'chora haloze al korchach ari b'stam omein al brocha she'ein mechuyav ata bi'atzmo. The pashas that what they are discussing is a stam omein on a brocha that you're not chayiv in. You just hear a brocha. Ben, if you don't mind. If you don't mind. So if you hear a stam brocha that you're not chayiv in, so you answer amen according to these two shitas. Either you heard the Shem Hashem and the Sofa brocha, or you just heard the Sofa brocha, you answer amen. Kedi'isa b'gemara. V'imkein afilu lo shoma Sofa brocha gamkein tzarech lanos amen im yodeya eza brocha hi. But says the Bir Alocha, if so, if you're not chayiv in this brocha, even if you didn't hear the end of the bracha, you also need to answer amen if you know what bracha it is. The efshar de kavonos Rashi hu gamkin. It could be that that's what Rashi means. The ayedesha shomea sofa bracha. When Rashi says you must hear the end of the bracha, he doesn't mean that you mamish must hear the end of the bracha. By saying you heard the end of the bracha, it just means that you know what bracha it is. The Efsher, the Kavanas Rashi Ugam came. The Ayedesha Shomea Sofa Bracha Yodeya Hu Be'ezer Bracha Omen Amavarech. It's just a way of saying that you know what Bracha it is. You heard the end of the Bracha. But Hu Adin, if you know what Bracha it is and you didn't hear anything, according to Rashi, you'd answer Omen. Aval Al HaRosh V'Talmidei Rabbein Yonah Shekasu D'Tzarech L'Shmoa Gam Kein Haskaras Hashem Pi Amavarech. But according to the Rosh and Rabbein Yonah, that said, not only do you have to hear the end of the bracha, which we could teach to mean that you know what bracha it is, they say you also have to hear the Shem Hashem. The Vaday Kosha, that's very difficult. Because they say themselves, when it comes to an Amen Yisoma, everyone holds that you can answer Amen to a bracha that you're not mechuyev in, afilu lo shama habracha klal. You can answer amen even if you hear the bracha at all. Yodeya al mahu oneh, as long as you know what bracha you're answering to. So frekta chavetz chayim, I don't understand what's going on over here. Rashi I kufa infer. It's clear according to everyone that if you know what bracha you're hearing, even though you don't hear the bracha, you know what bracha is being said, you can answer amen. So Rashi says you must hear the end of the bracha. So we can explain that. He doesn't really mean that. That's a way of saying you have to know what bracha it is. He says it. You hear the end of the bracha, but it's lav dafka. It just means you know what bracha it is. But the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh that say you must hear the Shem Hashem, where are they getting that from? It's clear from the Gemara that as long as you know what bracha it is, you can answer amen if you heard nothing. So what's the pshat? So he offers two pshatim. Velulei de mistafina have amina. If I wasn't afraid, says the Chavos Chaim, I would say the pshat in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah is as follows. Even according to them, this is true. Even according to them, that they say after you're the Shem Hashem and the Sofa Bracha, it's not really true. That's not what they hold. They hold that you could just know what Bracha it is and you could answer Amen. Even though you didn't hear one voice from the Mevarech, you only heard from others. Oshe Shoma Rak Sofa Bracha. You just heard the end, but you didn't hear the Shem Hashem. Aye, they say you have to hear the Shem Hashem. V'hodinokdu Askaras Hashem. That which they say you have to hear the Shem Hashem. Mishum Durotza L'sayim. It's because of the end of their sentence. They want to end off and say, Avogabe Kusi. But when it comes to a Kusi, Afilu Shoma Askaras Hashem Lo Mahani. By a Kusi, even if you hear the Shem Hashem, it's not good. So they start off and they say that if you hear the Shem Hashem, you could answer. But if it's from a Kusi, it's no good. But it's lav dafka that you have to hear the Shem Hashem in the first part. All they're really getting to is that even if you hear the Shem Hashem by Kusi, you can't answer Amen. But by a regular Yisrael, you don't have to hear the Shem Hashem. It's only there because of the second part of the sentence, Lagabi the Kusi. Why by a Kusi can't you say Amen even if you share the Shem Hashem? Like we said in the Mishavura. Maybe it's because of the idol they set up in Hagrizim. So pshat number one, the Chavos Chaim wants to say in the Rosh and Ben Yonah is when they say you have to hear the Shem Hashem, it's lav dafka. They say those words because they mean really the second half of their sentence. But a kusi, even if you hear the Shem Hashem, it's not good. But in Yisrael, you do not need to hear the Shem Hashem. That's pshat number one. Odiyei Shlomer, another possible pshat, says the Chavos Chaim in the Bir Halacha, de le'inyon she'im mutter lanos amen, that in order to be allowed to answer amen, dehainu shelo ye amen yesoma, just to prevent it being an amen yesoma, a random orphaned amen, da'im yodeya al mahu one. It's enough just to know what you're answering on, even if you don't hear anything. That prevents the problem of amen yesoma. That's how we can understand the famous Gemara towards the end of Sukkah, that in the huge shul in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, shenifu besudarin, they used to wave a kerchief so you would know when to answer Amen because you couldn't hear. So you see in the Gemara, they were answering Amen. They didn't hear the Shem Hashem. They just saw the waving of the flag. They knew how to answer Amen. So that's how you could answer it. You're allowed to answer Amen if you know what's being said, even if you don't hear the bracha. Aval le'inyan she'chayiv lanos Amen. But in order to say that you're actually chayiv to answer Amen, einu chayiv ad she'yishma askaras Hashem mipi ha'mevarech. You're not chayiv to answer Amen. You're allowed to answer Amen if you know what bracha it is. You're not chayiv to answer Amen according to them unless you actually hear the Shem Hashem. Like we saw in the Gemara, the chiyuv of Amen is in the pasuk of Gishem Hashem Ekra. V'amru Chazal. And Chazal tell us, Amr lehem Moshe Yisrael, Moshe to Klai Yisrael, Kishani asker Shem Hashem, Atem hovu godol okeinu ba'amin. V'alkein ba'inan da'afka she'yishma ha'one askaras Hashem. Therefore, the answer to be required to answer Amen, he has to hear the Shem Hashem. V'oz yeish olav chiyuv, and then he has the chiyuv. So again, he's just asking a kasha on the Rosh and Ben Yonah. The Mishavur brings that down. You have to hear the Shem Hashem and the Sofa Bracha. Rashi says the Sofa Bracha, he says Rashi is easy to get out of. It doesn't mean Sofa Bracha, it means you know what Bracha you're hearing. A classic way to know what Bracha you're hearing is you hear the end of the Bracha. But who I didn't if you didn't hear it? But according to Rosh and Ben Yonah, why do you have to answer Amen? It's clear from everyone that you don't have to answer Amen, so two pshatim. Either you taka don't have to hear Amen, and they say it only for the second half of the sentence, but akusi, even if you hear the Shem Hashem, you still can't answer Amen. But by Israel, who I didn't if you didn't hear the Shem Hashem, you could answer Amen. Or pshat number two is that which you could answer Amen. Without hearing the Shem Hashem, that's only a reshus. You're permitted to answer Amen. Like we see by Alessandro Shel Mitzrayim, they answered Amen. They weren't mechuyev to, they were allowed to answer Amen because they knew what bracha it was, even though they didn't hear the Shem Hashem. But if you want to be chayuv from the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out Hashem's name, the chiyuv is only when you hear the Shem Hashem, and that's how he wants to fa'enfer this pshat of the Rosh and Ben Yonah. But now if you read the Mishabura again, it makes a lot of sense. The end of the Mishabura, the ayin the chay odem shechriach, look in the chay odem who proves that afilu deya harishonam ode, even the first shita that we just brought down, the Rosh and Ben Yonah that say yatir the Shem Hashem and the sofa bracha, even they are mode heicha sheyodei al eizah bracha who onad etzarech lanos. That if you know what bracha it is, that you're tzarech lanos. Doesn't say you're chayiv lanos, that you can answer if you know what bracha it is. Now we understand what the chayadam is possibly talking about based on this bralacha. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem with Siv Gimel tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.